This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This week, we're revisiting favorite audiobooks from 2023. Here's my discussion with Alan Minskoff about a title from this year's Best Biography and Memoir list.
It is King, A Life by Jonathan Eig, and it's read by the inimitable Dion Graham.
Golden voice, Dion Graham.
I think this is Golden Voice Month, is that right?
Well, it's audiobook month, and yes, we're celebrating our golden voices this month, and Dion is, it's always a cause for celebration, and what a great way to celebrate Juneteenth.
Absolutely, and what a perfect casting, because one of the things that I really appreciate about Dion Graham is he's never over the top. He just subtly does Martin Luther King when he's giving his speeches differently than Martin Luther King when he is just in his regular life, or when the author is writing about Martin Luther King. And I thought that was so wise and so well done.
And especially for a book, as you said, this is a monumental book. So we have Dion for a long time with this book. It's quite the listen. We have to live with that voice. And Dion is so good at knowing how to pull back so that we're always so happy to hear his voice.
And what he is so thoughtful about, and this is, he makes him very unique, is he realizes that there's some historical stuff that's quite exciting and revealing. This is a man who was murdered, and there's a lot of the civil rights history in this remarkable audiobook. And he does those in a kind of repertorial way. And I think that's, again, shows what makes him a golden voice, that he has these narrative skills that he really puts to extraordinary use.
You know, even though Dion Graham does literally an incredible range of audiobooks, I'm just struck recently by the number of nonfiction books that he's done, big books that he's done so magnificently. This one, Poverty by America, is another one that he's done.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah. And then The Wager, which we discussed.
Yes, which he did a really good job
of. Okay, so Jonathan Eig, I know he's written about Muhammad Ali, he's written about Lou Gehrig. He is a good writer.
And he's a tremendous researcher. He also had a trove of new material that the FBI had just released, and he had something very unusual. He had MLK's father's unpublished autobiography. So he is able to draw from sources that we have not seen in Martin Luther King biographies before, and it makes this a very rich listen.
Because there have been extraordinary biographies of King. I'm thinking of Bearing the Cross by Dave Garrow and the Taylor Branch trilogy, America in the King Years, which is extraordinary. But it's been really quite some time since anybody has written a new biography. So I guess having all these new materials to draw from gave Eig what he needed to move forward with this.
And I guess what I appreciated so much is this isn't a hagiography. This is a real biography. You get Martin Luther King with his faults and his flaws, as well as his greatness. One can never take away from those speeches, from the letter from the Birmingham jail. And really, an audiobook like this is a celebration of our cultural history, how America really changed in the 20th century.
Well, why don't we listen to it? Do you have to set this up for us, or will it be clear?
I think it is pretty clear.
Okay. This is King, A Life by Jonathan Eig, and it's read by Dion Graham.
King was a man, not a saint, not a symbol. He chewed his fingernails. He shouted at the TV during quiz shows. He hid his cigarettes from his children. He had a little white dog named Topsy. He bore a scar on his chest where, in 1958, surgeons extricated an ivory-handled letter opener lodged beside his aorta. He had skin so sensitive he couldn't use a razor. He slept poorly but napped well. He ran chronically late for meetings. As an adolescent, he twice attempted suicide, although perhaps half-heartedly. As an adult, he was hospitalized repeatedly for what he called exhaustion.
I like that. A man, not a saint. And that's what we're going to hear about, the man. It's exactly as you said.
I think it separates this from some. I think it's very, very hard to write about these larger-than-life figures. And yet, he has this other piece to him. And, you know, he has a really serious flaw. He's a womanizer. And I think we can't forget that. And, of course, it made the FBI's J. Edgar Hoover quite crazed about him. But the results of his life, the character of his life, is way beyond this flaw, because he was so important. He was the most important African-American man in the 1960s and maybe ever.
That is King, A Life by Jonathan Ogg, and it's read by Golden Voice Dion Graham. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Harper Audio. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.